Come, Holy Spirit, bless this unworthy priest that I may share with humility and with a heart, and that people listen with their hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Sisters and brothers, I'm happy to have with us this morning Father Romy Yadaw, SVD, veteran missionary to New Guinea, and he was my student. And you know, he's from Namuak, Cagayan, and he just had his bypass operation, and he's well, he's going back to New Guinea by January, end of January. Welcome, Father Romy. Thank you for all your help. And to all of you, Happy New Year. Let's greet one another. Happy New Year. Amen. We do not know what will happen in the new year. A lot of things beyond our control. The war, the cruel war, the poverty, the irritants, marami lahat yan in the new year. But what is in your control is you. So my greeting to all of you is Happy New You. Please tell that to one another. Happy New You, huh? Sa Tagalog, bagong taon ay magbagong buhay. Maybe that's all I'm praying for all of us. I pray that you go through life with a more peaceful, joyful, loving mindset. A lot of things around us, wala, mahirap. But my prayer is that sana you go through this coming year with God and everything else will fall into place. This is our armor. This is our shield as we go through life. Our God is with us and our Mama Mary is holding us. Sana all. And maybe you ask the Lord, Lord, please change my heart, O God. Na hindi na ako papatol sa lahat ng mga negativities around me. It's your choice. You want to be happy? Don't say, I'll be happy kung ganito sila, magbabago ito. Some people never change. But you can always change. And maybe, where do you start? You start with your heart. Sisters and brothers, we do not know what the future holds. But we know who holds the future in his hands. And that is enough. Today, I invite you to bow your head and first say to the Lord, thank you. We survived. We're still alive. Nakarating din kami, Lord. Going now to 2024. Thank you for 2023. Everything that happened, good or bad, happy or sad, Lord, I place them now, all this, in your heart. Bless, embrace, forgive whatever happened in 2023. It's already in your heart, O God. And, Lord, we ask you to be with us 2024. The future is in God's hands. I entrust to you whatever will happen this coming year. All I know is you're with me always and in always. Bahala na po kayo, Panginoon. And one request, let's all ask this to the Lord. Lord, help me to come closer to you. Help me that my relationship with you, Lord, becomes more real and more personal. Sana po, Lord, let me focus on you I have a lot of things going on in my mind, in my life, but this 2024, my focus is, Lord, I want to come closer to you. Yun lang po. Please tell that to the Lord. And God will make a way. Thank you, Lord. Start in the heart. Mga kapatid, you know, there's a song. Let's sing it. What will happen? Que será? Será? Whatever will be. The future is not ours to see. Que será? Será. Let's sing it. Que será? Será? Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que será, será. What will be. Thy will be done. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Amen and amen. And my prayer for all of us is, sana your journey to the heart. First of all, to God's heart. Yan ang journey natin eh. And also to your own heart. Somebody said, the head, the heart. Between the head and the heart is just like 6, 7, 8 inches. That's the distance. And many people never travel from their head to their heart, their whole lifetime. They're all just here. Where is your heart? If you're always here, you miss a lot of things too. Sure, with your head, you can control everything, everyone, planchado. And what happens? Your hands are full. But your heart is empty. I hope towards the end of your life, you don't realize, oh my God, what did I do? I just earned money. I just earned popularity. Nagpasikat lang ako't lahat. And now I find myself empty. How many people have done that? God is not there. You neglected God. You did not love your family. You hurt them. They're away from you. You did not treasure your friends. You used them because you wanted to go up the ladder. Mga kapatid, puso pa rin eh. Meet the new year and resolve, I'm going to journey to God's heart, to my own heart, and to other people's heart. What is the distance between your hands and your heart? Ang dali lang po sana eh. But many times, we disregard that. And what's the distance from your pocket to your heart? Oh, some people, no. Huwag makialam yung heart sa pocket. Pera yan eh. Again, it's your choice. And where do you start? Today, start in your own family. Kumusta ang family ninyo? Do you talk heart matters? Anong pinag-uusapan nyo palagi? Pera? Negosyo? The latest gadget? The latest events? The latest chismis? Do you at all speak about God? Today, please remember this. You ask the Lord to bless your heart. Number one, question. Is your family close to God? I mean, do you pray together? Do you teach the children how to pray? Yung awareness lang, anak, apo, magdala ka ng rosaryo. These are the little things that make your family. The presence of God makes a difference in a family. Please check this. Tumatanda na kayo, tumatanda na tayo. What are we leaving behind? Sisters and brothers, today you tell the Lord, Lord, I will reach out to my family and make sure that they really know you and love you. I like to thank you, parents, for all your efforts trying to bring the children closer. Mahirap, no? Kalaban natin, gadget. But you have to tell them, mga anak, it's time to set aside everything and let's spend this time now with God. Doable yan. It can be done. So resolve today, as you start the new year, our family will come closer to God. And dear friends, please remember, the family that prays together stays together. Parang hindi ba magandang samahan ng family? Parang nagwawatak-watak? Maybe because you have stopped praying together. Husband and wife, pray together. Pray for each other. Prayer makes a difference. Pray pa more. Closer to God. Number two, a good family is a family that is close to one another. Kumusta po kayo sa family? Nag-uusap ba kayo? First of all, are you present to each other? Magkasama naman kayo, pero lahat nagte-text. Wala. Napaka-kampusyo, no? May darating na tao, hindi man lang nyo babatiin, basta nandito ka lang. Ibig sabihin, you know what you're saying when you're doing that? This is important. You are not important. Let's correct that. We made the rule in our mission house that the dining room is now a no-phone zone. Naku, nung simula, pati mga pare, oops, binibiro namin. 5,000, fine, for the mission. Ngayon po, talagang, baksa sa dining room, iniiwanan muna namin yung phone because otherwise, we will not talk to each other. Be with each other, talk to each other, and listen to each other. I always tell people, one of the greatest painful counseling I had is when a parent comes and said, Father, akala ko okay siya. What happened? Na-depressed? Committed suicide? Don't let that happen. You ask, anak, kumusta ka? How are you? Don't presume that they are okay. And don't just give them the money para, don't just bribe them. You have to be personally present with them. And you know, show them that you care. They don't care what you know, as long as they know that you care. Resolve will make our family closer to one another. Sana may prayer time kayo. And take time to say good things to one another. And do not postpone. Oh, now na. Family members here, will you please tell one another now, thank you, ha? Oh, sorry, I love you. Now na. Thank you, sorry, I love you. These are the three most important words we should not postpone. And third, is your family close to the people? Andami po dyan, wow, they're close to God, madasalin sila, close to one another, cozy-cozy, nice-nice, but people cannot even come to their homes. You don't even help people share your time, talents, and treasures. It's not enough to be close to God, close to one another. You have to be close to the people. Teach the children to be generous to people. Many times I hear a parent, mayroong humihingi, sabi niya, ay, wag kang tutulong dyan. Niloloko ka lang yan. You are teaching the child to be wise. But are you teaching the children to be generous? I go back, we were growing up in a poor town, poor family. But anytime somebody would come to the house, Papa and Mama would always tell us, magbigay tayo, give something, anything. And many times Mama would put money in my hand, Jerry, come on, you give. Do that, please. You may end up very rich and you're also cold and indifferent to what's happening. So cold and indifferent to our beloved country, the Philippines. Let us love our country, love our people, mga kapatid. So yun po, what is a good family? Close to God? Check. Close to one another? Check. And close to the people. And I pray for all of us, the 3 H's for the new year. Be healthy, be happy, and be holy. Wishing you all a healthy, happy, and holy new year. Wishing you all a healthy, happy, and holy new you. All aboard to the train, Biyahing 2024. As we bow our heads, as we board, we ask Mama Mary to be with us. We ask the angels to accompany us in our journey. We don't know what's going to happen. Enough for us to know that God is with us. Emmanuel. We will encounter all kinds of problems, obstructions, delays, but God is with us. We will be traveling with all kinds of people, proud people, greedy people, but God is with us. And we don't know if we will reach the final destination at the end of the year. None of us knows if midway we finish the journey. Hindi natin alam po. Again, so we surrender everything, entrusting everything to the Lord, to Mama Mary. Please be with us every step along the way. And remember this, the words, be not afraid, appears in the Bible more than 365 times. So every single day of the year, the Lord is telling you and me, be not afraid. I am with you always and in always. All aboard, the Lord will lead us. Amen. So tell the person beside you, don't worry, be happy. God loves you. Mama Mary loves you. O, paki-bless natin yung katabi natin. God bless you. Mama Mary loves you. Me too. And angels protect you. Amen and amen.